Thank you for calling Omag Self. This is Demetri speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I am trying to call. My name is John Griffith, and they have supposed to deliver my own the pills. It should have been here already. In another word, how many? Because I put I pay ahead of time. How many times they took money out of their account?
Let me see here. Give me 1 second here. I have to pull up your account first. Okay. Can you provide me with your last name and zip code?
John Griffith. Zip code is 1208. John Griffith.
Griffiths?
Right, Griffith. T-H. G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H. G-R-I. G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H.
G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H?
Right.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
11208.
Thank you. And you said the zip code was 11208?
Right.
And you said the last name is
G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H. Right.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Say that one more time for me. Go slow.
G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H.
G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H. That's what I had here.
John.
And you already have an account with us?
Yeah, I have an account there.
Not seeing. And so John, the first name was John?
Right. John, right.
J-O-H-N?
Hello?
J-O-H-N?
J-O-H-N. John.
Just making sure.
The address is 505 Montague Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Zip code is 11208.
I'm not seeing your name. And what product did you order?
I ordered the Omag Sleep.
Omag Sleep. sing. Give me one second here. Would it be under another name?
No, it's John Griffith.
I am not seeing that name here anywhere. Oh, you said order. Did you order? And did you order it from our site, or was it from Amazon or something?
No, I had called. They already have my account there.
You ordered it with the OMAX?
Right. That account is there in the file.
I am not seeing your name here. John Griffith, G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H.
Right.
That's what I have here. I'm still not seeing anything. How much did you pay for it?
I paid $59. It came out to $61. Supposed to be 2 bottles for the 2 months supply.
And do you remember when it was ordered?
I put in the order the early of November.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything with that last name. It wouldn't, and you said it wouldn't be under any other last name or name.
No. They always when I call, they always find it fast on the file. John Griffith. It's 505 Montauk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
And what was our zip code again? 111208.
G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H. Right.
G is in good, R is in Roger, I is in Igloo, F is in Frank, F is in Frank, I is in Igloo, T is in Tom, H is in Henry.
Right. G R I, G as girl, R I F F I T H. That's kind of weird because I had called up the other day and they have found it on the file.
I'm not seeing here.
The orders, I supposed to get it sometime already. The 12th, they told me the 13th.
I'm just not seeing anything over here, sir.
That's kind of strange.
I'll put everything in here correctly.
They took their money out already.
I'm just not seeing anything here for John. John Griffith.
That's kind of weird.
Nothing at all. Have you checked your email, maybe?
No, I don't have their email. Every time when I call, I give them my address and they could find it.
Not seeing anything here, sir. I'm not finding anything here. What's the address?
It's 505 Montauk Avenue, Montauk. Zip code is 11208. That's Brooklyn.
505 Montauk Avenue?
Right. Tauk Avenue.
Tauk, T as in Tom, A-K.
Right.
Yeah,
A-U-K.
A-U-K?
Right.
What do you mean? Spell that for me again.
Montauk Avenue, 505.
Okay, it's under John Griffin.
Griffin, right. They put
you
N,
said
with Griffin? N?
No, no.
It's supposed
N.
to be TH.
No, it's under N.
Griffiths, Griffiths. That's the same one. But they mistake it. There's a mistake there with the N. They put Griffin, right?
We don't put. Okay. Let me see here. I do see here we had our Max Sleep.
Right, Max right. Sleep.
Max Sleep. One was just sent out on the 10th.
Was sent out on the 10th.
Yes, sir. Because it tried
and
to send out on the it tried to send out on the 2nd of November, but it was declined.
On the 2nd on November?
Yes, sir.
So why is it it was declined?
I wouldn't know what, because you had to update your card information. And then you called in
no,
on
I
the
gave
5th. You called in on the 2nd. That's when it was declined. You updated your card information. It was sent out on the 11th. I mean, on the 10th, I'm sorry.
How many times, how much they took out on the card?
$59.95.
How much?
$59.95.
How many times they took money out of the card? Because I had
you only
called
got
up,
charged $59.95 once this month.
So, because I call up on November the 2nd.
I know. That's when you need to update your card information.
Yeah, and then I gave them another
card. Right. And they sent the shipping date for another date. It was sent out on the 10th.
What card? Which one you have? What card you have there on file then?
The one ending in 4294. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's the old
MasterCard
one.
Ending in 7651. I'm sorry.
Right, right. So when would I get the, when should I get it then?
It takes 3 to 7 business days, sir.
All right, you have the right address because it seems like, you know, you had
It was sent out on the 10th, sir. So, I mean, it's only been two days, so it takes 3 to 7 business days.
Okay, sent actually to the right address, 505 Montague Avenue, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay. So I should get it by when? By next week?
3 to 7 business days, sir.
Okay, so it's sent on the 10th.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, now. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right.
Thank you for calling.